Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we would like to especially welcome all of our first-time visitors and audience around the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast is about to be served. We consider it to be the breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance, in the spirit, glory be to God, we can meet gladly on this platform. We meet here 7 days a week, glory be to God, and we just celebrated our 12th ministry anniversary, and for this we are glad. Amen and amen. All right, we have entered into a brand new year, and we want to thank God for the new year. We are very, very grateful to God, amen, for bringing us this far, amen, by faith, amen. Millions didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. We're talking about making important decisions, amen, for the new year, amen. Yesterday, we spoke to you on the necessity and the blessings of the spirit of gratitude, amen, that we might be reminded of the things, amen, that we are grateful for. Today, we would like to take you to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 26, and I'll begin reading in the first verse. And it reads like this. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in yea, the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall shred it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. You weigh the path of the just. Yes. In the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn uprightness. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For amen. The blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Beloved. Beloved, we can never avoid strife in the world around us. There's no way that we can avoid that. But when we fix our thoughts on God, glory be to God. As the scripture tells us here in verse number 3, it says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. Glory be to God. So, beloved, even though we can never avoid strife in the world around us, beloved, but when we fix our thoughts on God, when our thoughts are fixed, when our mind is made up, we can experience perfect peace even in the midst of deep turmoil. And beloved, as we focus our minds on God and hold on to his word and his word alone, we become stable. Glory be to God. And it is God's desire for us to live a stable life. And it's God's desire for us to live a steady life, beloved, supported by God's unchanging love, his unchanging word, and God's mighty power. We are not shaken by the surrounding chaos around us, beloved. Hallelujah. And there is chaos. We're living in a time right now when there's turmoil everywhere, but we are concerned, amen, but we are not, amen, shaken. Amen. Glory be to God. When we read, amen, in Philippians, amen, chapter number 4 and verse number 7, it says, hallelujah, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, beloved, hallelujah. Do you long for peace? I know that most of us long for peace. Glory be to God. Peace is just the way. It's just the way. It's the way to live. Glory be to God. So if you are longing for peace in this new year, as we have entered in, glory be to God, and you want a peaceful life, you want the balance of your days, amen, to be peaceful, even in the midst of turmoil, then God has given us the way. God has given us the answer. Glory be to God. Keep your thoughts on God and keep your trust in him. Keep your thoughts, hallelujah, not on your money, hallelujah, not on what your neighbors are doing. Glory be to God, not on the doctor's report. Glory be to God. No, that's not where we keep our thoughts. We visit those places for a moment from here to there to see what's going on. We don't lock down there. Amen. We don't lock it in. Amen. Amen. We evaluate it. We pray on it. But we keep our thoughts on God. And we keep our trust not in what your boss is doing, what the economy is doing, inflation is doing, and not on what COVID is doing. No, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We keep our trust in him. Glory be to God. Beloved, at times, the path of righteousness doesn't seem smooth. And doing God's will can seem difficult. But we are never alone when we face tough seasons. We are never alone, never alone. Glory be to God. The past seasons have been tough for some of us. Last year has been tough. Some seasons in last year, the year before, even the season you're in right now may seem like you're in a tough season. Glory be to God. But I want you to know, beloved, we are never, ever, ever alone. God is there to help us through difficulties. God is there to comfort us and to lead us. He does this by giving us purpose. See? And what is our purpose? Okay? Write it down in your notebooks this year. And your 2023 journal and your 2023 daily nuggets, call it whatever you want. And I encourage you, never come to this ministry without your Bible, without a notebook. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So how does God give us purpose, beloved? He gives us purpose by keeping our minds centered on him. That's how we win. That's how we win. Glory be to God. You have to make a decision. If you never made one before, this new year, glory be to God, as you're writing down your goals, your New Year's resolutions, your resolves for 2023, at the top of your list, as we said yesterday, is gratitude. That's the most important thing. That's one of the most important things. I'm talking to the believers today. Gratitude. We already shared with you on gratitude. Now, today, underneath that, glory be to God, you're going to make a resolve. Isaiah 26:3, I am going to keep my mind, glory be to God, centered on God. On God. I'm going to look up. I'm going to hook up, glory be to God, because I'm going up. Glory, up, 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 up and away. Up, my answers are up. God, hallelujah, send it on. You, I'm not going to be distracted. I'm not going to be pulled into the drama. I'm not going there this year. I ain't going there. No. If y'all want to cut the fool, cut the fool. If y'all don't want to live right, don't live right. If y'all want to go to hell, go to hell. But as for me and my house, no, I'm looking up. My trust is in God. Well, did you hear what they said on the news? Did you hear what they said? Did you hear what the doctor said? Did you hear what the lawyer said? Did you hear this? Yeah, I heard it. But guess what? Hallelujah. I'm keeping my mind centered on God and his word and his power and his might. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Though he slay me, Brother Job said, yet will I trust in him. I'm going to trust God when things are going good. I'm going to trust God when things are not going good. I'm going to trust God when I get a good doctor's report. I'm going to trust God when I get a bad doctor's report. Because it's his report that I'm trusting in. I'm trusting in the report of the Lord. Beloved, that's the place we have to push into. We got to go a little bit deeper. I think we might use that as our theme for 2023. We got to push in a little bit deeper. I don't care how deep you are, how deep you've gone. Beloved, there's still deeper, deeper depths. And I don't care how deep you go, you're not going to never hit the bottom. See, until you get to the top. Deep, 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 deep. See, so we want to keep our mind centered on him and, beloved, giving us provisions as we travel. God will supply. But let me tell you something. God don't do it in the same way all the time. See, because he don't want us to make our blessing or the place of our blessing an idol. He don't want us to. See, if God bless us the same way every time in a certain place, we will begin to idolize that person, that place. See, and God ain't going to have it. See, that's why God does things different all the time. See, so we can't get panicky because God didn't do it, amen, the way he normally did it and ain't did it yet, but God's going to do it. Because he promised, amen, to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God has a responsibility to you. Glory be to God. As we walk right, we will want no good thing. Glory, God has promised to supply those who walk right, he said, will not want any good thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. And no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. That's a promise. Beloved, if God did not fulfill that promise, that would make God a liar. And he is not a liar. So I don't care how bleak it look. I don't care how low it look. I don't care if you can't find it. God's going to make it show up. Glory be to God. Because he is faithful like that. He also provides us with relationships, with family. Thank God for your family. We know some rifts. We know everything. Look, families have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all know what I'm looking for. I'm just going to say not normal. From the beginning. Cain slew his brother Abel. Now, they the first family. Now, how you going to have murder in the first family? Will somebody please tell me that? The very first family? I mean, you couldn't wait till the second or third family? So, beloved, we see the rift, amen, in families from the get-go. So I don't know why you're surprised that there's some beef in your family. Huh? Well, we be the God. You got to get along. You got to get along. You got to find a way to make it work. You got to agree to disagree, whatever you got to do. See, glory be to God. But God provides that. He provides us relationships with our family, for friends. Oh, thank God for friendships, beloved. And those of you who say you don't have no friend, I want to ask you why. And you know, then I'm going to answer it. The reason you don't have no friend because you haven't showed yourself friendly. Glory be to God. Beloved, when you want a friend, you don't wait for somebody to approach you. You do the approaching. You take the first move. You make yourself friendly to find a friend. That's how you build friendships. You don't need a whole lot. You ain't going to get a whole lot. But if you got one or two, let me tell you, you're blessed. Thank God for mentors. Amen. Those who mentor us. Glory be to God. Teach us. Teach us in the word. Teach us in their wisdom. Thank God for these men and women. They are a blessing. Glory be to God. In addition, beloved, he gives us wisdom to make decisions. And that's what we're talking about here on this 2023, beloved, because we got to make some decisions. Because, beloved, amen, we're going to have to, some of us going to have to do some things a little bit different, got to be modified a little bit, got to be tweaked a little bit. Glory be to God. Some things we haven't done at all, we're going to have to start doing. Glory be to God. And God is going to show us the way. Glory be to God. He's going to give us the wisdom. See, he might not speak down from heaven in a bullhorn, see, and give you instructions. I want you to do this. Blah, 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 blah. No, he might not roll like that. See, he can roll like that. See, glory be to God, as he did with Brother Paul when he knocked Brother Paul off his ass. Glory be to God when he was on the road of Damascus. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? But God gives us the wisdom. We make the decisions. God has given you intelligence for a reason. God has given you a mind for a reason. God expects you to use your mind. And this does not sit back all the time and wait for something to happen. God gave you that high IQ for a reason, see? And so now he wants us, amen, to seek him for his wisdom. He who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. And God is going to give us the wisdom to make decisions. Beloved, we got to make some important decisions for 2023. We got to make some decisions. I know that, look, God will help you to make it if it's his will. Now, if you're struggling too hard, maybe it ain't God's will for you to do what you're thinking about. See? Because he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. See? But, beloved, when the Lord is turning you, because he said, because we got to turn. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He's not talking to the sinner when he talks about turning. He's talking to his people. We got to turn. See? And beloved, and when we go to turn, amen, glory be to God. God said, I'm going to make it easy. But some of us got some turning to do. See? And the Lord is going to help us to make those decisions. Hallelujah. Wisdom to make the decisions. And faith to trust him. So, beloved, we don't have to despair. All we have to do is stay on the path. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. See, narrow is the path that leadeth to life, beloved. It's a narrow path. So sometimes you might feel a little cramped. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Write the scripture down. Hallelujah. In your notebooks. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 14. Verse number 13, enter through the narrow gate. See, narrow. That narrow, that means, you know, you ain't got room for a whole bunch of folks because it's too narrow. Glory be to God. You know, it's like, you know, if you're on a one-way street, there's only room for one car going down. You don't have two or three lanes because it's narrow. If it's a narrow hallway, amen, I'm coming out the bathroom, walking down a narrow hallway, and you come in the opposite direction. You got to wait till I get to the end because it ain't wide enough for both of us to walk down this hallway. Well, that's how it is, beloved, on our journey up to heaven. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate And narrow is the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. You see that? So why are you all upset because everybody not saved? When the scripture just told you that it's, that only few people going to be there compared to all the people on earth. What do we have, like 17 billion people on earth or whatever that number is? The majority of them are going in the opposite direction of heaven. It says broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad is the way that leads to hell. See, that's crowded. That's why it's not good to always follow the crowd and the majority opinion, because they're moving in the opposite direction. See? Tell you the truth, I've never been a person that was attracted to crowds, even before my salvation, because most of them going in the wrong direction. See? So the direction you're going, you only see, you know, brother over here, sister over here, brother over here, but that's enough, because God is on the road with you, baby. God is on the road. Walk it. Walk it. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Brother F.W. Nichols wrote this. This is what he said, and I quote. He says, when you get right down to the root of the meaning of the word succeed, you will find that it simply means to follow through. Glory be to God. What is he talking about? In our scripture today, beloved, verse number 9, it says, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. See? Beloved, the scripture says, with my soul, I have desired thee in the night. With my spirit within me will I seek thee early. Beloved, if you want to have a successful relationship, now if you do, maybe you don't. That's between you and God. But if you want to have a successful relationship, not just a relationship, because see, you can have a relationship with anybody. See? But you're not going to have a successful relationship with everybody. If you want to have a successful relationship with God, then you have to seek him with all of your soul. That's what this scripture is telling us. You have to long after him, and you have to seek him early. That's why something about early morning prayer, I prefer to get up early and then just go back to bed when everything over. But to tell you the truth, beloved, when 12 noon hits, I have already put in 8 to 10 hours. And I prefer to take me a nap in the afternoon, amen, as opposed to sleep late, amen, beloved, and then get it done. It's something about that early morning prayer. That's why you always found Jesus early in the morning talking to God before the birds started chirping. Jesus was in prayer. And here, beloved, we see this scripture and many other scriptures in the Bible, beloved, that talks about seeking God early while it's quiet, before the day breaks, before the sun rises. It is a very important commitment. That's a commitment. See, it don't happen overnight. I was never an early morning person. See, it took time for me to get there, beloved, but it's a commitment. And that commitment determines the strength and the fruitfulness of your relationship with God. Glory be to God. Brother Vince Lombardi wrote this, and I quote. He says, once a man has made a commitment to a way of life, he puts the greatest strength in the world behind him. It's something we call heart power. Once a man has made this commitment, nothing will stop him short of success. My God, is that the truth? And beloved, this is one of the most important decisions that you can make as we have entered into this brand new year. And put that down in your book today, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And for number three, our 3 points, The third one, to seek God, to seek God. You want to become a God seeker. To seek God all the more, beloved, and to seek him all the time as you hold on. See, you got to hold on. You got to hold on now because we know the winds blow. The wind's going to be blowing now. Huh? The storm's going to be raging. But when you hold on, you ain't going nowhere. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You ain't going nowhere because your roots run too deep. See? Glory be to God. But you still got to seek him while you're holding on. Glory be to God. All the time, we're seeking God in every situation, even the situations we think we know the answer. Why? Because he tells us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He didn't say, acknowledge me in the ways you unsure about. He didn't say that. He didn't say, well, check with me if you ain't got the answer. No, he said, I am the answer. Acknowledge me, respect me, honor me. If you're doing it the right way, I'm going to confirm it. And if you're not, I'm going to help you. Why? Because you want me to. Beloved, when you seek God, you will find God. He didn't say you might find me. I might show up. When you seek God, you will always find God. And that's a promise. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? For God to speak down from his throne. On his throne, and he sits. And we become the apple of his eye. And God tells us from his lips that when we seek him, we find him. How encouraging. And you know what it means to find God as we wrap up on this morning, beloved? Finding him means seeking him in action, manifestation, and results. Hallelujah. Our God is an action God. Oh, he just don't talk about it. Matter of fact, God does very little talking. He done said all he need to say. You know some people like that? Some of us have parents like that. They just say what they're going to say. They say it one time. You can't get, ain't nothing you can do to make them repeat it. They ain't even going back to it because they already said their piece. They on to the next thing. That's how God is. God done said it. Ain't nothing new to say. Everything else is action. Everything God said, I can show you better than I can tell you. So, beloved, as we have entered into this new year of 20 and 23, thanking God for it, let us make a fresh commitment today never to quit. Never, 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 never quit. They flew Winston Churchill over from somewhere, flew him over to some graduation commencement for college commencement. They were graduating. They flew the man in as the guest speaker. And you can Google it yourself. Amen. He stood up. Amen. Looked around the audience, hundreds and hundreds of people in their cap and gown. And he said, he opened his mouth and said, never give up. He said, never give up. And he sat down. And they probably still had to pay him the same amount of money. But that was a full message. That was a full message. Three words. He said, never give up. And that's what the Lord is telling us, never give up. Why? Because you will reap in due season if you faint not. Never give up. We learned it coming up in elementary school. So I was in elementary school when I learned the slogan, winners never quit and quitters never win. They got that from the Bible. Glory be to God. No matter, beloved, hallelujah, what we are confronting, no matter what we have to go through, determine to hold on and determine to hold out. Glory be to God. Because the Bible tells us that he who seeks the Lord and she who waits on the Lord never ends up in shame. God will not make you ashamed. No, you're not going to have to put your head down and talking about he failed you. You're never going to have to put your head down and say, well, he didn't come through this time. God said, never, never. You will never be ashamed. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, I decree and I declare and I declare and I decree that as we enter into this new year, we shall provoke unending increase in our lives, our family, and our ministry. Just hold on and hold out. Make a decision. Make a decision. Make a decision. Make a decision. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That I'm going to seek him. I'm going to seek him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to place my, I'm going to have, well, I'm going to have a spirit of gratitude. Number one. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep my mind on him and trust him, number two. And number three, I'm going to seek him. I'm going to seek him. Because when I seek him, I find him. Amen. Important decisions for 2023. It's up to you. If it's to be, it's up to you. And to God be praised. God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Our future is dependent on the decisions that we make today. That's what the Holy Spirit just said before I go into prayer. Your future, how today is going to roll out, how tomorrow is going to roll out, is all dependent on the decisions that you make today. Your today reveals how your tomorrow is going to be. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that has come forth on today. We give your name all the praise. We give your name all the glory. And we give your name all the honor. Father, we thank you for helping us, Father God, to judge ourselves, to search ourselves, Father God, that we might start this year with the right attitude, Father, an attitude of gratitude, Father God. An attitude, Father God, where we will keep our minds stayed fast on you, Father God, and trust you, Father God, and then seek you, Father. Hallelujah. For you said, Father God, you will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed fast on you, Father God. And you said that when we seek you and when we seek you early, Father God, you said early. You said early before the situation unfolds. Early means early in the morning, but it could also mean early before the thing break out. Early before the trouble comes. Early. 10 steps ahead of the devil. 10 steps ahead. Glory, early. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for your promises. And you will never break a promise. You will never. God, we break promises all the time. Don't even know why we make them. Because we don't keep half of them. Glory be to God. But God, you never broke a promise and you never will. And we say thank you that we're standing on the promises of Christ our King through eternal ages. Your praises ring. Glory to the highest. We will shout and sing. We're standing on the promises of God. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That is the word of God for today. And we give God all the praise. We give God glory and give God honor. In form of announcements, amen, glory be to God. We want to have a meeting for all of our prayer warriors. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or Saturday. I'll be sending out a text. Amen. To see. Amen. This is a little short meeting for all of the prayer warriors, all those who take a slot. Amen. On our calendar, at our altar. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we want to have a meeting. Amen. A conference meeting. Amen. So I'll be sending everyone out a text pertaining to that. Also, beloved, my fasting begins tomorrow. I'm going on a 30-day fast with my archbishop. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because I'm just led to do it. So I'll be going for 30 days. But in reference to the ministry, amen, I'd like for us to consider a 21-day fast. 21 days fast for the ministry starting on next Wednesday, the 11th. From January 11th to January 31st. 21 days. Amen. So you can start preparing yourself, building yourself up now. Amen. With your waters, your vitamins, that type of thing. What I'm going to recommend, amen, is for the first 7 days, you fast until 12 o'clock noon. And the second 7 days, you fast to 3 p.m. And then the last week, you fast until 6 p.m. Glory be to God. So several ways you can do it, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, beloved. You can get up early in the morning and eat breakfast, amen, before 6. You can fast from 6 to 6. You know, you can start your fast at 6. Fast from 6 to 12, 6 to 3. I mean, it's ways to do it if you want to do it. And there are benefits of fasting. Because let me tell you something, beloved. Even though we already received the word from the Lord and the prophetic utterance from the Lord and the promises for the Lord and the blessings of the Lord that's going to be rolled out on his people this year, that don't mean that we don't have a part to play. That don't mean that we can stop praying. Because we already heard from God. That don't mean we can stop fasting even because we heard from God. So there's still a part that we need to play. Amen. So mark your calendars next Wednesday, January the 11th, for the balance of the month. Amen. 21 days. Beloved, you can do it. You ain't going to die. The devil wants you to think you're going to die. The devil wants you to think so you don't do it. We've come this far on prayer and fasting. It gets better and it gets better and it gets better. Glory be to God. My Archbishop, amen, we just completed 30 days of fasting in January, in December. And not another one. It's all right with me. It's all right with me. Glory be to God. Because I know where my blessings come from. And some kind, we've been dealing with stubborn demons. Glory be to God. We've been dealing, them stubborn demons have been following us and surveilling us for a long time. It's time to get rid of them. It's time to get rid of them, y'all, this year. Glory, we want to be totally free in 20 and 23. Amen. So the first week, 12 o'clock noon. The second week, 3 p.m. And the third week at 6. This is just a suggestion plan for those of you. Glory be to God on medication. Amen. For those of you, amen. For whatever. This is just a plan. Glory be to God. And God knows your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. The question is, what does he know? And we bless be the name of the Lord. Okay. No Bible study tomorrow. Our Bible study will resume on next Wednesday, Lord's willing. Amen. The 11th of January, we will resume our Wednesday night Bible study. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. We also want to have a ministry meeting for all of the ministry partners, amen, that belong to this ministry. Amen. In any way, shape, or form. Amen. Those that love this ministry, are part of this ministry, support this ministry. Amen. We want to have another conference. This is sort of like a business meeting. I'm going to call it a business meeting. Okay. Give you an update. Glory be to God on where we are, our goals for 2023, what we already have in motion. Glory be to God, and some other important stuff. Okay, and so for anyone that is interested, okay, I will be giving you the date and the time, and we don't really have to do a Zoom call. We could do a Zoom call, but a lot of people, some of you are still a little old-fashioned. Some of you still not techie enough, but you know what? If we do a Zoom call, it's going to make you techie. Some of you need to be pushed. You got to get rid of them flip phones now. I mean, look, you got to get rid of the flip phones. All right, and so we're going to give you a gentle push and teach you how to do a Zoom call. Because, I mean, all you do is hit the link. It don't get no easier than that, even if you don't show your face. So I think that might be part of our training, too. I don't know. All right, but we want to do both of those this month. We want to have the general business meeting for all of the ministry partners. Amen. And then we also want to have a meeting just for our prayer warriors. The hosts. I'm talking about the hosts, those who take a slot, amen, hosting the call, amen. How many? I think it's 9, 10 of you, amen. We want to have a meeting just for you, amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor, amen. And also want to introduce to everyone the new administrative assistant, for this ministry. Amen. The new administrative assistant. And we got some, actually got some other new people in too on staff, but it's not important that you be introduced to them at this time, but I want to introduce the new administrative assistant. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Father God, we say thank you for the service on today. Father God, we ask that you will meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God. Meet us there at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We ask that you would anoint the prayer warriors as they serve, bless them as they serve, keep them safe from danger seen and danger unseen. We thank you, Father God, for the backup team, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who call in to touch and agree. Father God, sometimes people say they're touching and agreeing, but they back there watching the 12 o'clock news and hollering at the kids, and they ain't touching and agreeing because they don't even know what the prayer warrior said. That ain't no real touching and agreeing. They just say they touching and agreeing. They don't know what else to say. Father God, when we touch and we agree, we are listening attentively to what the prayer host is singing. That means there's no background noise. We turn the TV off. You can't look at TV and participate on a prayer call. We turn the TV, the radio, the music off, and we touch and we agree with the prayer warrior. We become their backup, Father, because you said one can chase 1,000, 2 can chase 10, and that's where the miracles come from, because the prayer warrior was not by herself when she prayed. She had a backup team, Father God. And so, God, we thank you for the brothers and sisters that truly come in to touch and agree, because that makes them a prayer warrior if they know it or not. And we say thank you for the power of prayer. We say thank you, Father, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I prepare for my 30-day fast starting tomorrow, and this ministry begins, Father God, on next Wednesday, Lord's willing. God, we want to take the first 3 days of our fasting and then pray for nobody but ourselves. We ain't praying for nobody. Lottie Dottie and nobody. The first 3 days of our fasting, God, we coming all the way in. We want to do some introspection. We want to judge ourselves. We want to see what you're telling us that we need to do, what changes we need to make, what we need to add on, what we need to drop off, what we need to turn, what we need to do, Father, because we serious. We serious, God. We don't want to move too fast. We don't want to move too slow. We don't want to move when you're telling us not to move, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we don't want to be not moving when you're telling us to move. We want our ears sharpened. We want our hearts purged, Father. We want to come in deeper. We want to come in deeper and closer to you, Father. We want to seek you with our whole hearts. Seek your presence. As Brother David said, Father God, David just wanted more of you. And Psalm 63, glory be to God, when he spoke about seeking you, he already knew you. We already know you. So we're not seeking you, Father God, to find you. We're seeking to come in closer, to fill the gap. And so, Father God, the first 3 days of our fasting, we ain't praying for mommy, daddy, and we ain't not fasting for nobody but ourselves. Because, God, until we get it right, we can't help nobody else. We can't help. God, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We cancel tears, huh? We cancel sorrow. We cancel it. Premature death, we cancel it. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We are not afraid of the arrows that fly by day or the terror that come at night. Because our trust is in you, Father. And we know that you are in our best interest. So be it. And we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it shall not, it will not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, hallelujah, have a beautiful, glorious, victorious day. And remember the important decisions that we need to make for this year. Amen. We've already covered three, and Lord's willing, we'll cover a few more. Amen. This week. Amen. If the Lord tarry. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You alone.
You
my friend, you are my brother, even though you are a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
The deer pants for the water.
The desire of our hearts this day. Lord, you are the desire of all the nations. And so, Father, we gather here from many nations and many people, and we join our hearts together to say, Lord, that in everything we do this day, in every time we spend and every thought we think, Lord, and every meditation that we are involved with, Lord. May it all be an act of worship to your great and glorious name. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.